There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of the Eastern Michigan Sports Network from Learfield. Straight from the 734, it's the Eastern Insider Podcast, presented by Folding Warehouse, Ipsy, Ann Arbor. Your chance to get in on the action. Now let's send it to the guys on the inside of it all, Greg Steiner and Alex Jewell.
We close out the month of February with a bang, and Eastern will see plenty of action. They also hope to see plenty of bangs, because that means scoring in basketball this week, Alex, because it is an important week for both Stan Heath and Fred Castro.
It's a huge week. Basketball is the center of our focus today. But Greg, let's take a quick time out and just real quick give some props where props are due. Sue Parks, you are an absolute animal woman. Another two MAC Coach of the Years claimed, two MAC championships in indoor track and field, men's and women's. Congratulations to all of the track student athletes who made it happen. Congratulations to Vinnie Magnuson. Another incredible performance in the championships. So much to celebrate there. Don't worry, everybody. We're trying hard to make sure that we interview Vinnie and the rest of the track student athletes and coaches next week on the show. So we will do a track championship celebration show. But today, Greg, it's all basketball, because as this week winds down, oh boy, is there a lot on the line for both of these teams.
There certainly is. It'll be men's basketball going up against Bowling Green on the road. Michael Uger and company got the better of Eastern Michigan early in the campaign, but now it's Eastern's chance. They are playing much better, and with a opportunity to punch their ticket to Cleveland, they still need their help. They've won back-to-back games. Now a chance to go on the road before a great, what you expect, crowd at the Stroh Center.
Well, Bowling Green has lost 9 games in a row, Greg, but don't let that fool you. The schedule that they've played is incredibly challenging, and they've been in every game really close. Here's the situation on the men's side. There's one spot remaining, the 8 seed. Eastern Michigan right now tied with Miami and Western Michigan in Central Michigan in that spot, but they have the tiebreaker over both of them. If Eastern Michigan can win tomorrow night and Toledo beat Central Michigan and Western Michigan can beat Miami, it would clinch Eastern Michigan the final spot. But Eastern Michigan still needs to try to win no matter what, because it could come down to the final game on Friday. All of those scenarios you can go through on getsomeaction.com and look at the standings. On the women's side, Greg, it's even crazier. There's a lot of spots still up for grabs, a lot of seating still up for grabs for Fred Castro and company. So it's going to be a very interesting week. But tomorrow night, I will tell you this, it's just plain and simple. If you win, it significantly helps your chances to get in. And considering where we were at about a week ago, 10 days ago, it's pretty impressive that we're saying Eastern Michigan still has a chance.
Yeah, I could say don't buy tickets for Cleveland quite yet, but get that credit card out and ready, because Stan Heath and company, one win or so away from that. Fred Castro, their team will be in DeKalb on Wednesday, and then they will have an opportunity against Bob Bolden and company on Saturday as they close out the regular year. It's also an opportunity for you to watch a bunch of other sports this week, as Eastern will see men's golf. They wrap up action at the Loyola Intercollegiate out in Goodyear, Arizona. Women's lacrosse hits the road for the first time in their school's campaign, as they'll be at Winthrop this Friday at noon start. Then baseball's out on the East Coast. They've got Towson. Gymnastics will host both Michigan State and LIU as the Sharks and Spartans come to town. Already touched on men's basketball on Friday night. Saturday features rowing back out on the water there in Alabama on the Blackwater River. And then, as we told you, women's basketball and baseball, also a big slate of games. But this is a tremendous opportunity. We cannot thank all the people that turned out to watch EMU basketball all season long. It was another great atmosphere on Saturday for the doubleheader.
It was. Real quick anecdote, a late addition to the schedule for this week. Tennis will now play at Michigan State on Friday afternoon. So if you're interested in seeing Steve Schramm and company and you're close to Lansing, you can go out there and check the action. But you mentioned it, Greg, with basketball. Another great game on Saturday for Eastern Michigan men as they took down Ball State in an absolute instant classic thriller. It's a fun time of year. Obviously, we wish the ticket was already punched, but boy, every game now means so much. Make sure you're tuning in tomorrow night. Greg, you'll be on the call with Tom Helmer down there in Bowling Green. It starts at 6:50. And this one is absolutely critical. And then for the women, the same is true. Wednesday night, absolutely important. Saturday night, incredibly pivotal as well.
We'll have all the coverage, get you ways to buy your tickets for Cleveland as soon as we know it. We'll have that covered for you coming up on this week as early as Wednesday, even tomorrow night for all we know. It's also your opportunity this week to get the football season tickets flowing, as on Wednesday, the Mid-American Conference will release its usual schedule for 2023. Can't give you a time because that's strictly confidential, but we know the schedule's coming. It will be out sometime on Wednesday, and we hope you visit emueagles.com for that and to start buying your tickets after winning the MAC West Division championship for the first time with Toledo a share of it. Eagles want more in 2023.
Enough blabbering for us. It's a basketball show. These games are critical. It's officially the start of March Madness. On the other side of this break, I sat down with assistant coach Bob Simon. He gives you the scouting report on Bowling Green and so much more. Also answers the question of what's changed in the last 12 days, because this basketball team is looking different. Then I sat down with Katie Hempen to talk about the women's side of things, the strategy going into DeKalb on Wednesday night and what their team needs to do to get themselves to Cleveland. We hope to see you all there next week, March 8th through 11th. It's officially championship season time. Hopefully Eastern Michigan Hoops can get it done.
You already know Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan gives you access to the largest network of top doctors and hospitals. What you may not know is that with our 24-hour nurse line, online visits, whole health support, urgent care, and more, you can access the care you need whenever and wherever you need it, giving you the confidence in knowing that you're covered anytime, anywhere. We're here for it all, and always will be. Learn more at hereforitall.com.
I'm Alex Jewell, and I was lucky enough today to be joined by Bob Simon, an assistant basketball coach who took a few minutes out of game planning for tomorrow's game against Bowling Green to talk about the game and his team's great play as of late as they try to get the eighth and final spot in the upcoming Mid-American Conference Tournament, which will take place March 8th through 11th in Cleveland, Ohio. I started the interview by asking Coach Simon about this final week of the regular season, and as a coach, whether there's more nerves or more excitement when there's so much on the line.
I think it's definitely more stressful for the coaching staff than the players. I think they look at it as just another game on the schedule, although, you know, you're never looking down the schedule. You're always looking at the next game, but it's easier to look down the schedule right now than it is to look back. We've played a lot of games. We know we have two games remaining. We know where they're going to be played. We need to play well these next couple games.
After that, we turned our attention to the team and whether they have been discussing whether this is a must-win game.
Yeah, I mean, a week ago, you know, we just know we needed to start winning some games and trying to put a few together and start playing a little bit better, or else we weren't going to find ourselves in a position even for the eighth seed. So, you know, we were just trying to make the tournament, and we knew there were opportunities there. We knew that we had to stay focused and not worry about anybody else but ourselves and just try to take one game at a time. You know, we've won a couple games back to back, as you know. And again, right now, we really don't care about anybody else. We know Bowling Green is our opponent. You know, we didn't have a good outing on January 3rd against them. They play a little bit better at home. So that's really where our focus is right now. Just trying to see if we can't get our third game, you know, win in a row.
If you would have looked a week ago and said that Eastern Michigan had a chance potentially against Bowling Green to clinch the final spot in the Mid-American Conference Tournament, well, you might have called me crazy. But if Eastern Michigan can win, Central Michigan loses to Toledo, and Miami falls at Western Michigan, that's exactly what would happen. I asked Bob Simon about what his thoughts are on the opportunity to clinch tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm happy with our team. I think everybody is. And you just want an opportunity to continue to play in, beyond, your regular season and your conference play. Making the tournament is big for us. It's something that we've talked about since day one. We feel if we can get in the tournament, we just have as good a chance as anybody. And I think we'd be one of the hotter teams going in, especially if we can, win maybe the next two games or whatever. Bowling Green is going to be a tough opponent on the road. And they're fighting and battling for the same eighth seed. So it should be a really competitive game. But you're right. If we go in, we take care of business. Again, putting aside what all the other teams could or could not do, we'd be really in a good position to make the MAC tournament if we win tomorrow.
If you've been watching Eastern Michigan basketball, you know that in the last 10 days or so, the team has looked much different than they did at points during this season. So I asked Coach Simon quite simply, what's changed?
Well, I think our guys are playing a little bit better together for longer periods of time. When we can get Tyson and Noah and Imani all, scoring the ball on offense, it helps our team out. I think maybe what's changed over the last maybe 10 days is Colin Golson has given us a couple good performances. He's strictly playing the five spot now. He's not playing the four. So we're using him strictly inside. And I think that's simplified the game for him. We've also inserted Orlando Lovejoy into the starting lineup to just give us a little bit more of a defensive presence out on the floor. So again, you're always trying to juggle your lineups. You're trying to figure out what your best matchups are with the opponent that you're getting ready to play. But I think with a couple of those things, it's kind of helped us out a little bit, maybe simplified the game for everybody. And maybe just our matchups have been a little bit better. I think maybe those could be a couple of things you could point to and say that's, maybe what's changed over the last few weeks.
Coach Simon talks a lot about the momentum that Eastern Michigan has experienced lately. And I asked him, as somebody who's been a veteran coach for so many years, how much can momentum play a factor in making a run into March?
You make a good point. Momentum has got a lot to do with your confidence. And you want your guys playing at the highest level with as much confidence as they can right now. So just being able to win a few games, having some confidence that you know now what it takes, and then you're down near the end of the season with an opportunity to play beyond our regular season and our conference schedule. Yeah, I mean, anybody would want to be playing well right now than playing well at the beginning of the season. We had an extremely difficult non-conference schedule. Going into our conference schedule, it didn't start off the way we wanted it to, and there were some games that just kind of slipped, right from under our fingers. And, you just got to keep learning every day. I mean, winning and losing, there's such a small margin there. And so us being able to fix a few things, change some things, keep our guys, level-headed, confident that, we can still, make some noise here now at the end of the season. So I'm just really proud of our guys. I'm proud of our staff that, we're hanging in there and we've got an opportunity to keep playing.
Eastern Michigan will take on a Falcons team that has been struggling as of late. They've lost 9 games in a row, but if you look at the scores closely, they've been in almost every game. I asked Coach Simon for his evaluation of Bowling Green and a quick scouting report on tomorrow night's game.
I'm not looking at their schedule at all because you're absolutely right. They had Central Michigan down 10. I think they were at Miami and giving them the business there. They played Kent State and Toledo at home, extremely tough. And again, just like a lot of basketball teams around the country, you're usually a little bit better at home than you are on the road. You're going to shoot the ball a little bit better. You got your crowd there. And Bowling Green's the same way. They're no different. You can't really look at their schedule, although you got to wonder, what's happened. But a lot of people could look at our schedule too and say, hey, what happened? But no, they're a quality opponent. They've got good pieces. They've got guys that can shoot the ball. They really get out into transition and they put a lot of pressure on the rim. They run extremely hard. They've got some guys that can score it. They've got good guard play. I think they've got some good IQ. Yeah, they just got snake bit a few different times. I'm not saying they would have won all those games, but at the same time, you know, they got down to the end of the game and just couldn't pull it out for what reason or not. But very, very solid team still, regardless of what their record is.
You heard Coach Simon talk about how important the game is for Bowling Green tomorrow night as well. So how will Eastern Michigan try to combat them playing at home and being energized for what could be a critical game for both teams?
Yeah, well, we know, like I said, I've already mentioned this, like they're a team that gets out in transition. And if we don't take care of that, we're in trouble. So first and foremost, we have to make sure that we get our defense set and they're just not, you know, shooting wide open jump shots in transition or they're getting layups and getting to the rim. That won't be good for us. The other thing offensively for us is we've got to be able to execute without turning the ball over. We've got to be able to execute and take really high quality shots because high quality shots won't lead to run out layups, transition, good offense, you know, players know where the shots are coming from. They're nothing unexpected. You're not surprised. So we have to execute. We can't turn the ball over. And then again, everybody always talks about this, like rebounding is going to be extremely important. Defensively, if we're going to control a game, it's got to be one shot now. We've got to be able to secure the ball off the glass and then just run good, solid offense. And we have to control the tempo of this game. If we're not controlling the tempo of the game, that's what gets you in trouble with a team like this.
Hey, Eastern Insider fans, if you need a place to stay when you're in town, make sure it's the Holiday Inn Express and Suites, University South. Our guests home away from home for only $119 a night plus tax. The Eastern Michigan women will take on Northern Illinois on Wednesday night in a critical game for trying to get to the Mid-American Conference Tournament, which takes place March 8th through 11th in Cleveland. Today, I was joined by assistant coach Katie Hempen, who took a few minutes away to talk to me about the upcoming game plan against the Huskies and Eastern Michigan's final regular season game, which will be Saturday at Ohio University. The first thing I asked Coach Hempen was, quite simply, is the team aware of how important Wednesday night's game is?
Yeah, definitely. We've definitely been talking about it the last few games and just making sure that our kids know where they're at and what they need to do to accomplish to make us get to Cleveland. And we've got our last four games up on a board in our locker room so the kids know we get the dub. We got a little check mark off of them. So they're definitely aware on what needs to happen for us to make it to Cleveland.
It's not just a big game for Eastern Michigan. NIU has yet to secure their spot in Cleveland as well. I talked to Coach Hempen about the importance of this game for both teams and how much of a factor that'll play.
Yeah, absolutely. And NIU is tough, especially at home. NIU has beat Toledo at home. They've held their own against Ball State against home. So they're a very tough team at their home. They do a great job protecting their home court. So it's going to be a battle for us to go to Northern Illinois and take a dub for them. Knowing that they know they're in the same exact position, I'm like, hey, we have to lock in these last two games and we win out on them. We're going to Cleveland and we're going to make a big run in Cleveland. So it's really just a battle of heart. Who's going to be able to lock in on their scout? Who's going to be able to play hard every single possession and lock it in for 40 minutes?
Towards the end of the season, it's easier to look back and think about some wins that you pulled out earlier that may have been incredibly important when you look at it now. That's no different for Eastern Michigan last week as they played Buffalo in a tough circumstance at home due to the ice storm on Wednesday night. The game was moved to Thursday at noon. Tough crowd, but Eastern Michigan, well, they were able to get it done. I asked Coach Katie how important that win is now.
Yeah, it felt like a COVID game all over again, you know, our girls locked into the Buffalo game. They trusted our scout. Hands down to Buffalo to be able to go to BG and lock them down at BG. And it's a hard place to play at BG. They've got a great crowd. Robin's done a great job with them. But Becky she coaches with a lot of emotion. So she's able to get her team hyped. She's able to calm them through the storm. So I'm sure Becky played a lot of part in that win for them. But that just shows our conference, right? Like, that's been it all year. Bottom beats the top. Top loses to the bottom. The middle's all over the place. Like I said, it's anybody's year.
Confidence is critical down the stretch in these regular season games trying to get to the postseason. I asked Coach Hempen where the confidence for this team is and where she thinks it should be.
For me, our kids should be on cloud nine with confidence. We're in it with every game. And our when our team is locked in, they are hands down the best team in the MAC. When we are fully locked in offensively and defensively, play with an intensity and a sense of urgency for 40 minutes, it is hard to beat us. But we see you pull all that in together. And once we do that, we're one of the top contenders in this league. I have no doubt in my mind.
Eastern Michigan's done a nice job with guard play and going down low this year. I asked Coach Katie, what's the biggest key to success if Eastern Michigan is going to win these final two regular season games and secure their spot in Cleveland?
To me, it's our mentality. Like, when our mentality, nothing bothers us mentality, we are really good. And when we have that mentality of like, okay, next play, we're in it, we're ready to go. Either we're going to go get a bucket mentality or we're going to get a stop mentality. Like, we are very hard to beat. When we're able to throw the ball into the post and our posts have a really deep seal and they can just go up and finish, tough mentality, we're hard to guard. When Zaniah Nelson and Elena Cabello is definitely on the boards and they're crashing, we are a tough team to beat. So when everybody is doing their part, we are really, really good.
Katie Hempen was an outstanding player herself collegiately at Arizona State University and is a member of their 1,000-point club. An Eastern Michigan player, Sinera Skanes, joined the 1,000-point club on Saturday, so I asked Coach Katie Hempen what she thought of the milestone and how important it is for Sinera Skanes.
It's extremely special. Me being a part of the 1,000-point club myself, it's in 3 years. I mean, Sinera's doing everything we ask a player to do. She's getting an extra work. She's getting an extra treatment. She's locked in on and off the court. She's a blessing to coach. You know, she's a great kid off the court. She's kind. She's genuine. She wants the best for people. You should have saw her on senior night, Alex. She was here for 3 hours just designing our seniors' locker rooms. Like, she goes above and beyond and she genuinely cares to make their day a truly special day. So for her to get the 1,000-point on senior day, it's a great milestone for her to achieve. And it's a milestone that I think from redshirt year, when she first got on campus, I was like, no doubt, you're going to be one of the best Eastern Michigan players that have come on campus.
Eastern Michigan's road slate this week begins at Northern Illinois University, a good team. So I asked Coach Katie Hempen to give us her scouting report on the Huskies.
Coker getting off, right? Anyway, three-way scorer. She can hit the three. She can hit the pull-up. She can get to the basket. It's just a little sneaky, sneaky guard, you know? And Davis is dominant on the block. But we did a really good job with them in the first game of locking down Coker. Our guards did a really good job of just staying connected to her, not letting her take easy shots, which she's really good. She's like Steph Curry type, right? She's just always on the move. She's just going, trying to get down screens, player screens, on ball screens. So we have to outwork her in that standpoint and just stay connected. Now, when it comes to Asia Davis, we did a really good job in the first half. The first time we played them on just keeping Davis under control. In the second half, she took over. So now we got to be able to do it for 40 minutes. Hey, we've already done it for one half. Now we have to do it for two halves. And when we do that for two halves, this game should be in our hands the whole game.
EMU will close out their regular season against Ohio on Saturday. Coach Hempen provides a scouting report on the Bobcats next.
In every game, it's a 9 to 10 point game. That's a few possessions for them. So yeah, they're losing, but they're competing in every single game, which makes a team scary. That's a team that never goes away. No matter what the score, they're going to fight for it. I know they're battling through some injuries right now, so they might be missing a couple of their best players, which is very unfortunate for them, but very fortunate for us in that standpoint. But we have to be able to lock down Yaya. She is a great player, 1v1 player. She's a three-way scorer. She's a competitor. She wants to win. So if we can control Yaya, that's going to be our best attribute.
The final question I asked Coach Katie Hempen was about the balance between nerves and excitement about the hype around the importance of this week's games. She had a good answer. Take a listen.
It's got a lot right in the middle, right? You want to have nerves, because when you have nerves, that means you truly care about what's actually going to happen. But you have to be able to control those nerves. Like right now, talking with you, I'm like, okay, like I'm pumped. Let's go get on the bus and let's go play NIU. And I know our kids are ready for it. And as a player, like this week, I'm getting up extra shots. I'm getting in extra film. I'm doing all my little dirty work because now I'm prepared. And once you can trust your preparation, when you actually get to NIU, I'll just let your preparation work for you. So when that time comes, it's just a matter of being able to collect your nerves, being able to handle your nerves, do a lot of competitive shooting this week, probably just to feel that nervousness. And it's good for you. It's good for your soul. And as a player, I loved these moments. As a coach, I still love these moments, but now I have to be a little bit more hands off as a coach. So it's going to be awesome to see our kids go down there and compete.
This has been another edition of the Eastern Insider Podcast, powered by Learfield. Tune in every Monday for new episodes all year long. And don't forget to visit emueagles.com/podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts for all of our episodes on demand.